Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Sharon Curtsey, and I called the other day and talked to this lady and asked her not to send any more Omax until April. Well, she asked me about my credit card, and it showed on there that it had expired. Well, it hasn't. It's due until 2025. Instead of honoring my request, she sent me not one box, but two boxes of Omax 3. So on my credit card, there will be over $380 on my credit card. I am more than upset.
Okay, and what is the name on the account?
Sharon Alexander.
Okay.
I like your product, but I'm not happy with your customer service at all. Now, if I have to, I will cancel that credit card so that will never happen again.
Okay, ma'am. And what is your shipping address?
5535 Kelridge Lane. I wish that you could do something to adjust this because I not only didn't order it or request it, I requested not any be sent until April because I have at least a 6-month supply. Now I have a year and a half supply.
Okay, allow me one moment to work on your account, okay? I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm still here with you. Okay, I'm just seeing what can be done for you. Give me just one more moment.
Thank you very much. I appreciate anything that can be done.
Okay, so I do see the call. I was locating the call that you were telling me about, and I do see it here for December the 7th, where you called in and asked for the 4 months hold. So that would have been for April. Let me see here. But that day it was still billed to you.
Well, she sent it out. She had to send it out the same day.
Okay, I see it here. When the day that you called in to ask for the hold, it was actually billed that day. Okay. And did you already receive the package?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, due to COVID, we can't take a return on the product, but I am already speaking to the supervisor over me just to make sure we can take care of that charge, okay? It'll be just one more moment. And thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you so much for your help.
Okay, so what I'll do for you, ma'am, is I am going to process the refund on your account. Now, I do apologize for that. And I'm going into the account now. And since you've already received that supply, if I go by the dates, is it okay to leave it for September 5th of 2021?
How many months is that? Because so, I've got enough for at least a year and a half. But okay. What I'm going to do is I want my husband to start taking it because he doesn't take it. So that probably will be okay.
Okay. If you want to write a note maybe on your calendar or something, just in case you have too much product on hand, make sure you call us. Let's just place it for September the 1st. If you can
okay.
give us a call on September 1st, we have you down for September the 5th, okay? So if you
okay.
give us a call by September the 1st, just let us know. If you don't call in, then we'll just let the shipment go out. But if
okay.
you're needing more time, just make sure to give us a call.
What kind of a refund are you doing for me?
I'm doing the full refund, ma'am. I understand that it should have been placed on hold. So you'll receive the $191.80.
Okay.
And that
okay.
does take about 3 to 5 business days, okay? I do apologize for that, but it will take that amount of time.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And then my name is Laura Garcia, if you'd like to write that down in your notes. And then if you need any further assistance, you know, just feel free to give us a call.
Let me put, I need a pencil. Wait a minute. I need to find a pencil.
Okay.
And a piece of paper. I need to write your name down. Okay, Laura, spell your last name, please.
Garcia.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Laura. Thank you for your help. I really do appreciate it.
All right. Yes, ma'am, and thank you so much for your patience today. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.